Thank you very much, man.
May 10th, 2016, NBA history as Stephen Curry becomes the league's first unanimous winner of the MVP award, accepting the honor at a ceremony inside Oracle Arena. And what an afternoon as Curry becomes the Warriors' first two-time winner of the award, doing it in back-to-back seasons. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warrior Sound special with the MVP being celebrated.
It's been a very fun year. Obviously, we've accomplished a lot, and to obviously be in the middle of a playoff run and out here competing and striving for another banner to kind of stop and celebrate all that went into going into this award. It is definitely special. I want to be able to take that time to celebrate it and thank the people that have helped me get here and kind of just look back and reflect a little bit. So first, I want to thank Kia and everybody, all the sports writers, journalists who voted for me in this year for this award. I looked at the list of everybody who's won an MVP before, the legends, guys that their name are household names and they jump off the page. And to be the first unanimous MVP award winner is something that I don't even know how to put into words. I've been, guys have been thanking me all day and I don't really know what to say. It's just a huge honor, something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life, but it's just something that when I'm out here playing the game and doing what I love to do and what I've been blessed to do and given the talents to do, you never know exactly how it's going to unfold, and you just have that faith and drive and to have this and have that special attachment to the first unanimous MVP award winner is definitely special. So thank you guys for voting for me. I want to thank God, obviously, for health, for the talents he's given me, for my family who supports me, for the things that basketball's taught me on and off the court, for the people that I've been able to meet through the game of basketball. I've been blessed in that regard, through and through. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to play the game that I love and share that with the world, really. I want to thank my wife, Aisha. Like I said last year, none of this is possible without you. You've given me the opportunity to go out here, work as hard as I do, spend the hours I need to do, at the gym during practice, for games, on the road, all the while just holding down the house and doing, the little things that keep our family going. You've given our two daughters something an example to look up to as they grow up, and I don't take that for granted at all. It's definitely special to watch you do what you do every single day. The strength that you have, the patience that you have, whether I have a good game or not, you're the same person every single day, and that means a lot to me to be able to come home and just share life with you. So thank you very much for who you are. My parents, Seth, Sidell, my sister who's not here with us, you guys are my rock, my support, my encouragement. Just thank you for all that you've done for me growing up, the encouragement you continue to give me. I'm blessed to have such a tight-knit family that we can talk about anything, whether we talk very frequently or not, since we're on separate ends of the country. It's a lot of moving parts, and we always stay tight and find that center and that ground that keeps us together. And I think that's something that's very special. So thank you guys for who you are as well. I have a bunch of other family. My in-laws are here. You guys as well. Thank you very much for obviously having Aisha. But the support that you've given me as well. It takes a village to raise two beautiful daughters. And with the pace of life that we have, you guys play a significant role in that. And knowing your faith and your view on life that will be passed on to my kids as well is definitely special. So thank you very much. All the other family who are here, Octagon, Suresh, I see everybody in front of me. Miss Carolyn, who, man, I can talk about you for days. Being able to know my kids are safe when we're out of the house. It's definitely a special moment. So all you guys play into the, you know, to who I am and allow me to do what I do. So thank you very much, and thank you for being here as well. To the Warriors organization, Joe, Peter, the entire front office staff, Bob, all the workers that work upstairs at our facility who keep this thing, this train moving every single day. This is a great organization to play for, and I think, you know, we're definitely on the right path to being one of those historic teams that people remember for a very long time. And you know, obviously, we love to do what we do on the court, and we want to drive that train, but you guys, you know, make it fun to be a Warrior and leave our imprint on not only the NBA, but, you know, the sports world in general. So thank you guys for everything, and let's keep this thing going. Bob, I want to specifically thank you. Just who you are as a person, and the way that you've put this team together, obviously with a lot of help, but just your vision on what a championship basketball team is something that should be, you know, highly noted. You obviously won Executive of the Year last year, but it goes way beyond that award. It's something that I think we see every single day. You value character, you value hard work, like you talked about, and you genuinely care for each one of us as individuals, on and off the court. The conversations that we do have when you want to talk to me, we talk about family, we talk about parenting, we talk about the challenges of what we do for a living. And it's refreshing to get that kind of advice from somebody that's in the same kind of situation, that is away from their family a lot, and, you know, obviously has two daughters that, you know, I'm a young parent and want to be the best dad that I can be, and being able to have somebody to bounce that off of is definitely special. And even the fact that you show up for an MRI at 8:30 in the morning, when you have a family of your own that you could be taken care of, just speaks volumes to, you know, what you put into this thing. And that is contagious throughout the whole organization. So thank you very much for who you are as a person, and for not only what, you know, decisions you make on the court, but how you care for each individual player. Coach Kerr, Luke, you guys put us in great positions to be successful, and, you know, you put together a great staff, and I know I speak for my teammates. We love coming to play for you guys every single day. We know it's going to be fun. We're going to be challenged. You're going to break a clipboard every once in a while. It's just a great atmosphere to be a part of as a player, and the freedom that you give us, but also the responsibility, the appropriate fear, is definitely you know, something that has sparked this journey the last 2 years. So you know, we obviously have 9 more wins to get, but this is something special because of you two guys and the staff that you put together. I want to specifically talk about Q and Nick right quick. You guys make working out and getting shots up and improving on my game every single day fun. The inside jokes that we have, the playlist that you make, Nick, the different drills that Q comes up with. Sometimes I'll walk over to Q and I'll just walk over to him dribbling a basketball like, "Hey Q, what you want to do today?" And he'll have some random name for some drill that he either knows of or he's making up. I don't even know, but I believe him, so we're just gonna do it. And and usually it ends up, you know, getting up 100, 200 shots, whatever, having fun. And throughout the course of an 82 game schedule, I mean, it can get monotonous. You can get complacent, but you guys bring that spark every single day. When I walk over to my hoop and get ready to work out. So thank you guys for bringing that joy to what I do and my drive to get better every single day. Brandon and Blake as well, you're here. You guys do the same thing for me, so thank you very much. My teammates, man. These last 3 weeks being out killed me, not being able to be out there with y'all competing, seeing, you know, how much sacrifice y'all make every single day, the things that go into preparing your bodies, preparing your minds for battle every single night. You guys you inspire me to keep getting better so that we can, you know, get the most out of our potential every single night. Every single one of you have different personalities and different roles on the team, but we have such a great mesh and a great, you know, combination that has obviously worked, and I think we need to appreciate what we have right now. We want to keep it together. We want to obviously see the end of this year out and finish our job and achieve our goal, but I hope we take a moment, you know, every single day, really, when we come into the practice facility or come into games, to appreciate the bond that we have and how much fun we have going out there playing every single day. Like a night like last night where things might not be going our way, you know, we find a way to get it done. And that's been our MO every single game this year. Regardless of what happens down the stretch of the season, we will be a team that will be remembered for what we accomplished. No team has done what these 15 guys on the stage have done in the history of the game. Like, just think about that. And yeah, we're in it, and it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around that, but be appreciative, I think, of what we have here and all that it takes to make that happen. It's a special time, and I know going into the locker room, all the jokes we got, the group texts, it's just a fun group of guys, man. It's just fun. And I think that's what makes us special. So I appreciate all your sacrifices making these two trophies aren't sitting here without you two guys, or without you guys. So let's keep it going. Let's win a championship. Let's find a way to get it done and really, set our place in history, with the opportunity that we have in front of us. And, talking about this year in general, like it's totally different than last year. It was a different journey. There were different expectations. There were different pressures. There were different ups and downs. But it was a year of really just aiming to get better and to achieve what people might not have thought we deserved, last year. And I think for us, and for me, especially, it was one of those things where no matter how, great people tell you you are, or critic how, how lucky or inadequate critics say you are, whatever drives you inside, wherever you find that, that will to keep going is about not being complacent and always trying to get better no matter how hard that mission might be. And I know my family and people that have been around me can attest to that it's not an easy task. It's not something that, you can just wake up and do. You really have to push yourself, and you really have to find what it is that motivates you and hold on to that every single day. And that's something I'm very proud of and very, appreciative of the people that helped me get to this place. So I've tried to surround myself with people that push me, that motivate me, that keep me focused, that keep me, focused on the right things in this life. I have that on the stage right here. I have that in my family. And for that, I'm extremely blessed and extremely thankful for that, because, this is a crazy world, and to have that kind of guidance and that kind of motivation definitely has allowed me to do what I do on and off the court. So, that's kind of my message, just to not be complacent. People might have thought I could be back here on the stage, and I try to push myself and try to, achieve what could not be achieved. And that's something I'm very, very proud of. So thank you very much for this award. Thank you for supporting us every single day, and let's win a championship.